Welcome. Today, we are going to learn about a powerful idea in poker called blockers. Imagine you are playing a card game with a friend. Before you start, you secretly take one of the aces out of the deck and hide it in your pocket. Now, as you play the game, you have a secret piece of information. You know it is impossible for your friend to have that specific ace. You also know it is less likely they have any ace at all. This secret knowledge gives you an advantage. In poker, the cards in your own hand give you this same kind of secret knowledge. This is the simple idea behind blockers. In a game of poker, we use a standard deck of 52 cards. Each card is unique. If a card is in your hand, it cannot be anywhere else. It cannot be in your opponent's hand, and it cannot be on the board waiting to be dealt. This might sound obvious, but it has a huge effect on how we think about our opponent's possible hands. Your cards block your opponent from having certain hands. Let's look at a simple example with numbers. Imagine you are worried your opponent has two aces, the strongest starting hand in Texas Hold'em. Before the game starts, there are six different ways a player can be dealt two aces. But let's say you look down at your hand and see you have an ace. You now have a blocker. Because you hold one of the four aces, it is impossible for your opponent to have some of those combinations. In fact, the number of ways they can have two aces is now cut in half, from six down to three. Just by having one ace, you have made it 50% less likely that your opponent has the strongest possible starting hand. This is the core power of blockers. Your cards change the probability of what your opponent can have. The most important use of blockers is when you can block your opponent's best possible hand. In poker, the best possible hand in any situation is called the nuts. If you can hold a card that is a key part of the nuts, you know your opponent cannot have it. This is a huge advantage. Imagine this situation. The five community cards are on the table for everyone to see. Four of them are hearts. This means there is a very high chance someone has a flush, which is a hand with five cards of the same suit. Let's say the board shows the King of Hearts, the Ten of Hearts, the Seven of Hearts, the Three of Hearts, and the Two of Spades. The best possible hand, the nuts, would be the flush with an Ace of Hearts. Now, imagine you look at your own two cards, and one of them is the Ace of Hearts. You don't have a great hand yourself, maybe just Ace High. But you have a critical piece of information. You know for a fact that your opponent cannot have the nut flush. They might have a smaller flush, with a queen or a jack, but not the best one. If your opponent starts betting a lot of money, they are trying to tell you they have a very strong hand, probably a flush. But because you hold the Ace of Hearts, you know they are not as strong as they possibly could be. This knowledge can give you the confidence to make a difficult call with a weaker hand or even make a brave bluff, because you know they don't have the one hand that can beat everything. This idea also helps when you want to make a bluff. A bluff is when you bet with a weak hand, hoping your opponent will get scared and fold their better hand. When is a bluff most likely to work? It is most likely to work when your opponent does not have a super strong hand to call you with. This is where blockers can become your secret weapon for bluffing. Let's use our flush example again. The board has four hearts, making a flush possible. Let's say you do not have a flush, but one of your cards is the Ace of Hearts. You can decide to bluff. You can bet as if you have the nut flush. Your opponent now has a very difficult decision. If they have a smaller flush, like one with a queen, they have to worry that you have the ace. Because you hold the Ace of Hearts, you are blocking them from having the nut flush, which is the main hand they would feel comfortable calling your bet with. Your bluff is more powerful because your blocker removes the strongest calling hands from your opponent's possibilities. You are using your secret information to make them fold. Now let's think about the opposite situation. Sometimes, you don't want to block your opponent's hands. When you have a very strong hand yourself, you want to get paid. You want your opponent to have a pretty good hand, a hand good enough for them to call your bets. Imagine you have two kings in your hand, and the first three community cards are king, eight, five. You have a monster hand, three kings, also known as a set. You are almost certain you have the best hand. Now you want to win as much money as possible. For your opponent to call your bets, they probably need to have a decent hand too, like a pair of eights or a hand with a king in it. Let's say your hand is a king and a queen. The king gave you your set, but that queen in your hand is an unhelpful blocker. Any opponent who might have had a hand with a queen is now less likely to have one. They are less likely to have ace-queen or king-queen, hands they might have paid you off with. What if, instead, your hand was a king and a two? The king still gives you your set, but the two is a useless card. It doesn't block any of the hands you want your opponent to have. You are unblocking their calling hands. By not holding a high card like an ace or queen, you make it more likely your opponent holds one, giving you a better chance to get a call. So, when you are strong, you want to unlock your opponent's good but not great hands. Of course, using blockers is not a magic trick. The power of a blocker depends entirely on what kind of hands you expect your opponent to play in the first place. We call the group of possible hands an opponent might have their range. To explain range, think of it this way. Some players are very careful and only play very strong starting hands, like two aces or two kings. We can say their range is tight. Other players are very adventurous and will play almost any two cards. We say their range is wide. Your blockers only matter if they block hands that are actually in your opponent's range. For example, if you are playing against a very tight player who you know only plays big cards, holding an ace as a blocker is extremely powerful. It significantly reduces the chances they have a monster hand. However, if you are playing against a wild, unpredictable player, blocking an ace is less important. Their range is so wide that they could have any strange two cards, so blocking one specific hand doesn't tell you as much. You must first think about your opponent and their style, and then think about how your cards affect the hands they are likely to have. Even experts in poker discuss how much to focus on blockers. It is a very powerful tool, but it is just one of many. You also have to consider the size of the bets, the number of chips you and your opponent have, and your opponent's personality and habits. In a real game, you do not have time to calculate all the mathematical possibilities. Most good players focus on the most important blockers, usually the cards that make the nut hands. Knowing you block the nut flush or the nut straight gives you the clearest and most useful information to act on. In summary, blockers are a way of thinking about the game on a deeper level. The cards you hold are not just for making your own hand, they are pieces of information that change the chances of what your opponent can hold. Your cards can block your opponent from having the strongest hands, which helps you call their bets or make brave bluffs. Sometimes, you want to unblock their hands, making it more likely they have a second best hand that will pay off your monster hand. To use blockers well, you must always consider your opponent's range or the types of hands they like to play. By understanding this concept, you can turn your hand from just a set of cards into a valuable source of secret information.